Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Kentucky Department of Juvenile Justice has revoked the volunteer credentials of an ordained minister because he would not sign a statement promising to refrain from ever telling juvenile inmates that homosexuality could change. This is a shocking development, but it is something that is a concern for all of us, certainly for these young men and women in the juvenile detention centers who need the power of the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this issue is Matt Barber of barbedwire.com. In a letter to the Commissioner of Liberty Counsel, Matt has given the department a background and information and asked them to reinstate David Wells as a volunteer visitor credentialed individual who brings the ministry of the gospel to these young men. This is an individual, Matt, who when he was a young boy was sexually molested by men from a very young age for a number of years. And he struggled with this. He had consumed alcohol to stop the pain. When he was 22, he gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was forgiven. Sometimes people like this think that it was their fault, that they were the reason why they were abused. He was forgiven. He was cleansed. He was freed of these past assaults that have been placed on him. And now as a minister who wants to bring the same kind of hope and change to these young boys, he's been doing this for 10 years in the juvenile facilities, he's being told, you can't. You've got to leave them in their chains. There's no hope for change. If you give them hope for change, you can't be here anymore.
Yeah, Matt, this is a prima facie case of viewpoint discrimination. This is a clear message of the gospel that there's freedom from sin, that homosexual behavior throughout both the Old and New Testament are sin. It's in the Bible. And they're saying, nope, those portions of the Bible, because we don't like them, you cannot share those aspects of the Bible. We don't like your viewpoint, therefore we, the state, are going to discriminate against you. And it's not even a matter of them coming in after the fact and saying, you've done this, we don't like it. It's a matter of them saying, you will not preemptively sign a document promising not to do it. This is you will be made to care, the forced affirmation, and so this is unconscionable that they would do this. It's a gross First Amendment violation, and as you point out, it has got to be overturned.
Well, this policy was put in place in April of 2014 under the governor leadership of a Democratic governor who apparently is opposed to any of this Christian ministry going on in these juvenile detention centers. And yet David Wells and others have been doing this for a decade. He's been shut down in these other facilities. Now, this is the last facility. They haven't told them why they don't want these Christian ministries in these other facilities, but now they're telling them here why, and it's because of this homosexual issue. Now, here's what the policy says that came into effect under the Democratic governor in 2014. That volunteers, quote, shall not refer to juveniles by using derogatory language in a manner that conveys bias towards or hatred of the LGBTQI community. DJJ staff, volunteers, interns, and contractors shall not imply or tell LGBTQI juveniles that they are abnormal, deviant, sinful, or that they can or should change their sexual orientation or gender identity. That's the policy. So here you have a young boy, and David says that there's a lot of young boys that are in the juvenile facilities who have been sexually abused by other men. And some of them, obviously, they blame themselves. It's a typical reaction of some young boy or girl who's been sexually abused. They oftentimes blame themselves, unfortunately, and they carry that guilt that they were responsible. They question whether God could have allowed this. Why would he allow this? They question whether there's even forgiveness for them because they think this is the normal way of living. And as they were abused, they need to abuse somebody else. So they've gotten involved in different kinds of activities that are harmful to themselves, which ultimately led them to why they're in the juvenile detention center. Like, for example, one boy It wasn't somebody involved in same-sex activities, but it was a boy who sexually molested his sister and then killed his sister, and now he's in this juvenile facility. Well, for that young boy, there's also the gospel of hope and change, as there is for these other boys that are struggling with the same-sex attraction because they've been sexually abused, or same-sex behavior because they've been sexually abused. David can give them a personal experience of liberation through the power of Jesus Christ. But now this policy says, no, you can't give them that there's hope for change. If you do, you can't be here anymore.
Yeah, and Matt, we're talking about empirical facts here, substantiated and peer-reviewed studies. Consider the Archives of Sexual Behavior, a liberal publication in a peer-reviewed study in 2001. It found that nearly half of all gay-identified men and boys and adolescents who participated in research were molested by homosexual pedophiles as boys. And here's a quote. 46% of homosexual men and 22% of homosexual women reported having been molested by a person of the same gender. This contrasts to only 7% of heterosexual men and 1% of heterosexual women reporting having been molested by a person of the same gender. So, Matt, the connection between homosexual abuse and gay identity is absolutely undeniable. Not every gay-identified man or woman abuses children or were abused by children, but a shockingly high percentage of them were and are. So for them to now go in and say, you cannot share the message of the gospel about freedom from this sinful lifestyle, freedom from the aftermath of the abuse that you suffered at the hands of a homosexual, for them to say that you cannot tell them that there is change, that change is possible, there is hope, is not only unconstitutional, it's unconscionable.
It's very much. I mean, here this young boy or girl, when they come to this minister and they say, you know, I have been sexually abused as a young boy or young girl. I have these guilt feelings that it was my fault. I also have these struggles of wanting to do the same thing to someone else. And I just don't know if there's any hope for me. I don't know if God can forgive me for what I have done or what's been done to me or what I want to do. And here's a man who struggled with the same thing because he was sexually abused. And at 22, he gave his life to Christ. And he knows not only in his own personal life, but how he's seen Christ change other young men and women in these facilities, that in fact, there is hope for these boys and girls. And now he can't share it. You know, this is the state wanting to keep the chains on of sin wrapped tightly around these young boys and girls in prison. And if they can't be freed from this, if they get out, they're going to do worse crimes. They're going to be a menace to your neighborhood. They're going to be back in jail for even more horrendous crimes.
Yeah, not to mention the fact, Matt, that one out of five adolescent males and young adult men who engage in these homosexual behaviors end up HIV positive. By the age of 50, according to study reported in the Wall Street Journal, half of them will have contracted deadly HIV/AIDS. And so here is a man going in to help save them, not just spiritually. He's not going in saying, you are sinners, you little sinners. You know, it's not the Westboro Baptist mentality here. It's in a loving, truthful way. He is sharing the gospel with these individuals and helping to get them out of a lifestyle that not only leads to physical death, but that leads to spiritual death.
You know, and David, when we talk to him, says that there are children that are being prostituted by their parents. They're being forced into prostitution. He gives them the same hope for change. Like this other boy who sexually molested his sister, he gives him the same hope for change. So it's not just homosexuality. It's any sexual sin. It's any sin, frankly, where someone is trapped in that lifestyle and they're looking for hope and change. The only hope for them is Jesus Christ. He can change them. And this is the message that the state of Kentucky says you can't share. Well, Liberty Counsel is representing David Wells. We're working to overturn that policy. That policy cannot be signed by David or anybody with a conscience because you cannot just simply tell someone that they can't share the Bible, that there are portions of the Bible that you can't read, that there are things you can't say, even though the Bible says so. What is he to do when a young boy asks him for counsel? He can't just simply say, it's okay, just continue on the way it is. and he can't refrain. This is like the confrontation in Acts, where they were told, the apostles, you can go out and have your freedom, just don't preach in the name of Jesus Christ anymore. Well, we need to obey God, they said, rather than men. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, continue to support this ministry. We're working with David Wells and many others like this across the country. With your prayers and financial support, we can be there. Pray for David. Pray that this door continues to stay open. LC.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.